for everybody who might be listening at home eventually, I am eating a lemon biscuit and drinking a cup of tea at Karen Brzezinski's house. And Karen is PCC Secretary for Cullen, or Cullen, depending on how you want to say it, PCC, and has lived in Cullen. How long have you lived in Cullen?
6 years now.
Six years.
In fact, a little over 6 years.
So basically, Karen arrived in Cullen about the same time that I became vicar, and I met her in the cafe, and I don't know if she knows this, but I couldn't spell your surname, and I kept on not being able to email you, and I was desperate. How am I going to find Karen again? But yes, I did find you again, and that was very very fortuitous for me, but I think you probably would have turned up somewhere. So how did the original idea for the Cups of Tea project in Cullen come about?
The reason that we were trying to find ideas was because we needed to raise some money. We needed to raise some money to install a toilet and some hospitality facilities, because the church had none of these, which was severely limiting our reach and our work and the potential of our church life in the village. We were losing older people who couldn't survive the service without a loo break, and we were not welcoming to young families who also had young children who couldn't survive the service without a loo break.
I think we had a conversation.
We had a lot of conversations.
I think we had a conversation whilst probably drinking tea, knowing that there was no loo, so we were on a time limit. I think I volunteered to abseil down the tower, and you had a panic.
Yes.
Someone said to me, "What are you really good at that you could be sponsored to do?" And I said, drinking tea. Yes. And somebody said, "You can't be sponsored for drinking tea." And I thought, surely I can.
Yes.
What do you think the Cups of Tea project achieved in Cullen?
There was always this double side to it, you know, to raise the money, to raise the profile of the appeal, but also an opportunity for you to go to lots of different households and just sit down with lots of different people and to talk about this. This is where, you know, the sort of social media came into it, because, you know, you recorded all your visits and they were shared on the community face page and in your blog and everything. And that, I think, was a real turning point in terms of you establishing your presence here, because you hadn't been here very long, and just actually contacting lots of people who were nothing to do with the church. It was brilliant. I think that was the major success of it, probably more so than the fundraising. It raised the profile of the appeal, and we did make money through other means, but that was the kind of, it was the banner of the appeal, and it was the outreach and the making of relationships that I think was really key to it, and also the feedback towards the whole church. The church had become a little bit invisible in the years before your time, and I think that put the church in the forefront of a lot of people's minds.
So which was the favourite cup of tea that I drank on the tea drinking project, from your looking at the Facebook page of all the cups of tea?
I loved the one. There were several in bus shelters which I thought were great fun with flasks.
There were quite a few in bus shelters, yes.
I like those, but my favourite was when you were in the control tower on the camp. I loved that. So you were on the control tower surveying the movements, the comings and goings of the planes, and chatting to all the staff up there. I thought that was great. I really liked that one.
So what is your favourite cup of tea?
Well, my favourite cup of tea is definitely the first cup of tea of the day. I'm quite an early waker and riser, so I potter down in the dark and make myself a half pint mug, and then I go upstairs again and sit in bed and do my Bible reading, my quiet time. This has all been somewhat unsettled by the return home of my husband, who has been working abroad and is now back full time. Sometimes the Bible reading turns into chatting, but it's definitely really important, that first cup of tea of the day.
How would you respond to the comment, "Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping"?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I was thinking about this in the bath this morning, and I have to say that I don't even think it's sleeping. It's certainly not dying. And I can't be asleep, because there are too many people in the country who are passionate about the church being present in people's lives. about communicating the love of Jesus, about sharing the hope that Christians have. And I don't think it's asleep. I think a lot of people, because of the way the culture is now and the constant barrage of media and images and demands and the pace of life, the church has become more background to many people than it has in previous times. But I don't think the church is asleep. I think there are churches full of life everywhere.
So, I wasn't sure how to phrase this question. I've written down, what do you see in Cullen which supports your answer?
Ha! Well, I'm going to have to say, sparkles and shine.
Would you like to explain what they are?
Sparkles and shine. Well, sparkles and shine came to be because of the tea drinking project and the appeal, because we raised the money, we put in the accessible toilet, the children's the baby changing mat, the lovely hospitality facilities, and then we were able to launch our school age children's work and our toddler group. And these are just the joy of the church at the moment, because at regular intervals during the week, not on Sunday, but during the week, the church is full of children and young families. And there's so much life and laughter and joy and light at these times. There's no evidence of a sleepy church when that's happening. So they are, I think, fantastic.